We are on Daf, Samach Tes, Amit Aleph. We are trying to learn the Taisus in which we as yet did not learn. Kol Anilkat Mizeh Yehei Mechulo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tells us that the Tznuyim were Mechalel, the Kerem Ravai, and they said, Kol Anilkot Mizeh, whatever was picked from this Kerem, we are now being Mechalel. Taimo, so Tosfos asks, Mosai Hoyu Oimrim, when did they say this? The lema shemalaktim acha amire loyhoye moyel. Whatever the ganovim picked after their amire could not help, because their amire was whatever was picked should be mechulo. So that means if they picked 5 grapes 9 o'clock of kerem ravai, and the Tznuyim said a minute after 9, whatever was picked should be mechulo, so these 5 grapes became mechulo. That's that. But if they picks 5 after 9, so that did not become mechulo, he was, because the Tznuyim weren't mechalo this. V'im kain, v'chi b'chol shoh hoyu oimrim kain b'li hefzik. So was this a 24-hour procedure, that they were saying every minute whatever was picked should now become a chulo? I mean, sicha not mastava. They didn't know exactly when they stole the anovim. V'chiteime shebechol erev hoyo imrim came. So maybe we'll say, no, at the end of the day, they said whatever was picked the whole day should be mechulo. K'moy gabi aniyam b'samoch, and we see later by leket, which there also they were afraid that the aniyam took too much leket, and that is. So since it's not leket, it's chayev b'maisa. So litoise erev, they said, Abdoisi said, litoise erev oima kol shalokto aniyim hayoim yehayevka. That at night they said whatever the aniyim took shalokedin should be hefka. So maybe we'll say the same thing, that kol anilkat, the tznuyim said at night, after the day passed by, they said at night, or maybe it was better if the ganovim came at night, they said in the morning, whatever it is, whenever the ganovim came, so after their whole, afterwards, they said, whatever was nilkat should become nischalo. Mikomo came, v'yhoysa takone, Lamasha Ochlu Kaidam Amira. So Taisva says, so you're not accomplishing anything, because if you're gonna do it at the end of the picking, so all that the Ganovim ate, Benkach or Benkach, you didn't make any tikkun, you weren't misakin that. So Kan Shayla Ben, but we see later by the Niyam by Leket, they did do this. By the Niyam by Leket, it said, Litoisei Erev, the Niyam came the whole day, and could be they took Shiboilim, which they were not entitled to take, and these Shiboilim were Tevil, and at the end of the day, Litoisei Erev, they said, Kol Anilkat. So why over there weren't they afraid they might eat? What's with the in between? They might come and eat. So the Shita Mekabet says, as I'm sure you also, says as follows. The Shita Mekabet says, you have to understand, the Aniyim, when they came in to to pick leket, shikre, peye. So that means this food that they are picking, this is, they're going to live on this food. That means they go from field to field and they take the leket. So they put the leket in a sack, and that's what they were picking the whole day, and they went home, and then they made, they went through all the procedures that is necessary to make pas. They made dishin and all the things. And then that means there was no chash whatsoever that they're going to eat a raw kernel of wheat. They're not interested in doing that. They're now gathering all the matnas and the im that they should have something in the pantry. And later they processed it with dishin and zriya and et cetera. So memela, there's nothing but to be afraid of. Here we're speaking about ganovim. The ganovim didn't come with sacks to fill up their pantries. They went in and they helped themselves. And they were there, so they picked it and they ate it. They didn't want to be stuck with stolen goods and fakel. So it was eaten right away. So what did the tznuyim accomplish? The tznuyim said, kol anilkot, whatever which was already picked, should become nischalol, but they didn't say this every minute. They said that that's impossible to say every minute. So al kochach, it was al kochach. It was. So how did it help? How did it help for that, what they picked later? V'aymari, the chol hanilkat lavdav kemamish achalekite, this, that what they said, whatever was picked, was not said after it was picked. Elameiniach mois ba'oid shaloi nilkat. Before anything happened, in the morning, before anything was stolen, or in the night, if they stole at night, they went and took money, ba'oy shalei nilka, ba'oymer, kerem levai ze, l'chsheyiyeh nilka, yemechulol acha alekite. They said that the kerem levai, that means now nothing happened yet, it's early in the morning. They said, I'm making now a chilul on the revai, which, when it will be picked, it should become nischalul right after it was picked. So I'm making a chilul, and I'm being magbul as man when the chilul should be chal. The chilul should be chal right after the lekita. Now, let us explain what Tosfos is saying over here. We had in the sugya a whole shakla v'taya, if the tznuyim hold ein breire, yesh breire, and it comes out that the Lefiyem is the Tznuyim don't hold Breire. Because, now let us explain. If you hold Breire, there's no problem of Eine B'Shusai. That means, if you hold Breire, I say as follows. I say that the grapes which will be picked from the Ganovim today, I mechallel them now. Which grapes? The ones which will be picked. So if you hold Breira, I made a chilul now before they were picked. There's no problem of any b'shusoy, because the chilul was chal when it was still b'shusoy. I'm being now mechallel the grapes which will be picked. So memel there's no problem of any b'shusoy. But there's another problem. If I hold any Breira, you can't do such a thing. You can't be mechal. Which grades are you being mechal? Or those which will be picked in 5 hours. Could you point them to me? I haven't the faintest idea which grapes they are. So how can you make now a chaleis chilul on grapes which you need a maisa later to make them the grapes that are picked? That's a b'yod ein breire, b'yod yesh breire. So you could do such a thing. But from the sugya comes out, it's b'yod ein breire. So you can't do such a thing. So you can own, but if I'll say, the grapes, when they will be picked, I want, I'm making now a chilul on those grapes, when they will be picked, it should then be chal the chilul a minute after they're picked. So now, the chalois chilul is not now. The chalois chilul is a minute after they're picked. Which grapes are you being mechalu? Well, when it's going to be chal, it's not going to be chal now. If it's going to be chal now, then you have a problem. So what is the chal on? Which grapes was there chalois? No. When they'll be picked, and you see which grapes are then picked, I want the chalois chilo should be chal then. So there's no chesoron of breire whatsoever. But there is a chesoron. Because after they're picked, it's ainu b'shusoi. How can I make that the chilo should be chal then? Then it's ainu b'shus habaylan. Oh, so that's the tznuyim. The tznuyim hold, you can make a chalois chilo on the dovo sha'ainu b'shusoi. So now, so Taisvis made a meirde kipshat in the tznuyim. When the tznuyim were machalo, they were machalo in the morning, but they were magdir that the chalois chilo should be chal after it's picked. So there's no problem of breire. There's a problem of ainu b'shusoi. And they hold there's no problem of ainu b'shusoi. A person came in mechal or something that's ainu b'shusoi and the chalois chilo is chal later. V'hod dekoma rav doise litoisei erev. Rav doise said that Litoise Erev, Abdais also didn't hold of Breire, and he said, in the evening they were mafkir all the shibolim that Aniyim picked Shaloi Kedin. So Taisvi says, Afilu mina shachis hoye yochel asis ken kemoyshe pirashti. He could do this from shachis also. I just told you, Amir de Kesot, there's no chesoron of Breire if the chalois will be chal after it's picked. So why did he say it's done be'erev? Ala eitze teive kamash malon, shlo yispakru aniyim lelake tarbe, kiven shehivke, teise say he's telling a practical eitze. Then, if the aniyim will know that in the morning he was mafke all the shibolim which the aniyim will pick shaloikedin, so that means when they come into the field they have a stone off their heart, whatever we picture like it then is, he was mafkered already, so whatever we do is good. I feel it's more than permissible, but it's hefky, it was mafkered. So that's all you need. You give them a finger, they'll grab the whole thing already, some amela. So that is not a practical exit. So that's why, so the whole day, when the noni was picking something, it was heart palpitations. Is this right? Is this wrong? Is it devil? He didn't know clue what's happening. So Mameli, he tried the best not to take Shaloi Kedin. So if it happened at night, he took Shaloi Kedin. So that, the Balabai is like, Toysi Erev, he said, whatever they pick should be Hefke, but El Kaponim, the Oni was not secure the whole day, that he has no problems whatsoever, so therefore this accomplished that the Oni was Moniza. Then Taisvi says, Inami, I'll tell you another teretz. Litoise erev davke, avoshaches gozrinan shema layeforesh, the la'ache lekita yoche lehefke. So now let's explain the second teretz of Taisvi. The Taisva says that really this is a scary mice. What's scary? That means you have to say a nusach kol hanilkat la'acher sheyilketu yihefka. You can't say kol hanilkat yihefka, because you say kol hanilkat, so it's only being marked that which was picked already. So you have to say anusach kol hanilkat la'acher sheyilketu should be hefka. So no, you have to be a shtikolamdim to know the nusach of the chazaynish, how to be mafke. I mean, it's, if a person is not too much of a lamdim, he can batch up with this nusach, and he'll say kol anilkat, he didn't do anything. Ma she'en kein, if it's letay say erev, so he doesn't have to say a special nusach, he says kol anilkat yehevke, leis erev. So Memela, so Tosfos asks the kasha, why did you have to wait till the evening to say kol hanilkat? Say it in the morning. So Tosfos says, but if you say it in the morning, you need a special nusach. And if you batch up on the nusach, you didn't accomplish anything. Then you will be eating tevil. So let's don't be such a neibachochem. Wait till the night. Say aposhet the nusach kol hanilkat yehevke and. Good. So now, Tosfos was machadish, that this nusach is not an ideal nusach because people might batch up the nusach. So, Frekta Marsha, so why by Chilul did they say this nusach? So, the Marsha is very good. By Chilul didn't have an eitzah. You can't say at night. At night is too late. We're afraid they might come and eat it in between. Tosfos explained before, we said over the Shita before, that by Kerem Ravai, the Ganovim did not come with a sack to fill up their pantries. They came, whatever they took, they ate right away. So, will they say Erev, if you say Letoise Erev, Kolonilkat, you didn't accomplish too much, because during the whole day or during the whole night, the Ganovim were feasting on the grapes. So you have to say it in the morning. Now, what'll be if he says a battle and he doesn't say it good? So what can you do? But Al Kaponim, this is, let's hope for the best. Let's hope for the best. And perhaps it's Nita Layoma Le'amor, it's Chosid. So these were, it's Nima Chasidim. By the Chasidim, Mestoma, they knew already, they weren't Amaratzim, they could say properly the Nusach. But without it, the Ma'asho says, there's no other Eitzah. We had to, In order to accomplish anything, we had to make it in the morning and say this fancy nusach of kol anilkat la'acha sheyilkat yehei mechul. We had to do this. But by hefkel, there's no need for it, because as we mentioned before, the aniyim, when they picked the leket, they didn't eat it right away. This was taken home and to be processed first. So benkach u benkach, the when the Bailam said kol anilkat shalai kedin yehefke, so it became hefke before the Niyam had a chance to eat it. The imtaima prakteisus anukash. V'kiven sheyesh chilul b'mechuba lekalke k'damashme b'somach. Now Tosfos saw in our Gemara, Amiradik Echidish, k'damashme b'somach means, because the Gemara wants to say that the tznuim hold yesh breire. The tznuim hold yesh breire, so what is pshat? They were machalul in the morning, and they said it should now be mechulul the grapes which will be picked later. And if you hold Yesh Breira, that's no problem. I'm not being mechalo the grapes which will be picked later. But Kan Shoyel Aben, you're not being mechalo, but now it's mechuba. You're making the chilo now. And later I'll find out which grapes became mechalo. But you're mechalo now the grapes which will be picked later. But now these grapes are mechuba. They weren't picked yet. So we see from our Gemara that there's no problem of chilul mechuba. That's what we see in our Gemara. You can be mechalul mechuba, there's no problem. It's like Tosfos. בימתיימה, פיוון וכיוון שיש חילו במחובה לקלקה, כדמשמע בסמוך, למה היו הצנועים דחוקים? למה לא היו מחלים כל הקרם בבס אחס, וסווידה דצנועים? After make a whole dreidel, call a nulkat with those, kshayi a nulkat, a problem. These are tznui. They'll do everything to be matzala yid from a chait. So memele, so they should, you don't need this whole asik, let them be machalal the kerem. The whole kerem. So you have a headache off your head, you're machalal the whole kerem. So now, if a ganav comes and takes it, he's not taking kerem revai. And they could have done this. Why did they have to make it such a dreidel? V'yishloima, v'shema hoyu reitzim lehoylech shara peris l'rishalai. No, they didn't want to be machalba. These are tznuyim, these are chasidim. It seems this is, if you bring Peiris Maisesheni Yerushalayim, this is grade A of the mitzvah Maisesheni. That's the proper way the mitzvah is done. You're supposed to take. V'mirchak mimcha hamokim, the posuk says, you know, if it's difficult, you can't bring all the Peiris, v'tzalta kesev biyodecha, so then you mechalal it, and you take the money, and the money, with the money you buy food in Yerushalayim, fine. So this food is a kli shlishi already from Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. You are machalo the Ma'aser Sheni on money, and the money on food. This is not the original Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. This is already a watered down Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. So Memele Sotaisu says, listen, the Tznuyim wanted very much the Tznuyim wanted very much to eat the Ma'aseseni in Yerushalayim. No, they had a problem. They didn't want the Ganovim to be Nichshol. So Memela, they made this Pshorim. So they said, what the Ganovim will pick, that should be Nilkat. But the rest, they want to take to Yerushalayim. Inami, Lafi, Shloihoya Moyel Chilul Lama Sheyigodol Achrei Kein. Now this is a Moyelika Toysvitz. So Toysvitz says as follows. No. It's a different Frumkeit in Gansa. They didn't want that the, what is the Kasha? The Kasha is, it's new, you might have to make all Asik, what the Ganovim will pick should become Mishalo, a minute after they pick it, a ganza, maize, me machalo the whole keren, pater an esek. But Taisvis, yeah, you'll be machalo the whole keren. So we're going to be machalo the keren before the ganovim decide to come. We want to be matzo the, so before when the peiris are still not so desirable for the ganovim, they're not coming yet, but I see already it's the peiris are getting ripe. I says Takasha, be machalo now and finished. There's no kerem revai. No one will be nichshol. So I says, I got news for you. You machalo the kerem. Let's say when the anovim was shlish gedula, it was brew a third. It's machalo it. Fine. It's nischalo, no problem. But the Ganovim aren't coming now. They're waiting for better schayre. Now, the as the grape grows more, so what's growing is Ma'aser Sheni. I mean, it's kerem revai. I mean, what is growing is kerem revai. This is revai. The third of the peiri that I was machalo is chulin. But as it continues growing, this is kerem revai. This is the fourth year of the kerem. So what am I going to accomplish? Rachmana nitzlan. I'm going to accomplish that I was machalo now, no more headache. The ganovim are going to come in 3 weeks. Then we're going to have a beautiful grape. This grape is half chulin and half kerem revai. Rachmana nitzlan. No, I have to make sure. I'm going to say, Kol anilkat sheyi anilkat, that I'm being mechalot after they picked it. The chilul eschal after they picked it. So b'meila, they picked a big grape, and I was mechalo, I made the chilul in the morning. I said, after they'll pick it, the chilul should be chal then. So the whole grape that they picked was neschalo. But if you could be an neighbor chochem in b'mechalo now the kerem, achmon and it's long. So whatever will grow later is also, they wanted to be matzel the ganov.
Vim taima. Ooh, so now we just opened up a can of worms. This was just said that that means when you look at a grape, you have to realize the grape grows. And whatever grows after the chilul is kerem revai. Tractatus beim Taima ki koma kola mislaket. So now let's understand the Gemara. The Gemara said the Tznuim said kola mislaket. They held Bereir and they said kola mislaket. Now what's kola mislaket? Kola mislaket means in the morning they said the grapes which will be picked and in the next 5 hours should now become machul. Fine. So machalul it now. Which grapes? The ones which we picked in 5 hours? I hold yesh breire, no problem. But it's mechulu now. Because the Gemara is saying that it's nuyim hold like Rabbi Yochanan. He can't be mechala dover sheni b'shusay. So the chilul is chal now. Frek toisvis, but from now till when they pick it, the grape didn't stop growing. So lemaise de ganovim are going to eat a chotzi shir of kerem revai. What did the tznuyim accomplish? That's the Tosfos kasha. He just told me there's a problem of growing. The growing pains over here. If there's growing pains, it's bitter. So what did the tznuyim accomplish? The yeshloima, the mikol mokim. You're right, you're 100% right. They couldn't do more than this. So that's the moral of this story. They say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a mensch darf ton, nit of ton. He has to do, not accomplish. If he accomplishes, he accomplishes. But a person should try to do his best. So Memela, the Tznuim, they tried the best of their capabilities. You have a grape over here. They won't be mechalal it in the morning, so 3/4 of the grape, the Ganovim lead Beser. So they will mechalal that grape now in the morning. I grew later, and that, there was no chilul on that which grew. So they couldn't do anything, but they did what they were capable of doing, and Memela, So that's no problem. Va'oit! Now Taisa says another task. No. They accomplished. It's not that they did their best and they couldn't accomplish more than that. The Shemaya bottle baroit. Amayra de Kataris, Taisa says. What's your problem? Your problem is that when they were machalul in the morning, so the machalo, the grape was size X. That was the size of the grape. And Memela, now in 5 hours later, well, the size of the grape is X plus a tenth of X. It's got bigger. So Taisu says, so that he wasn't machalo. So Taisu says this tenth of X that became this gadol becomes bottle to the grape. It's bottle b'raif. It's min b'min, it's bottle b'raif. So Baruch Hashem, they did everything. If you try your best, you'll accomplish. So Fakir, they were mechalo. They did the chelik of the grape that was X, and that which ever grew later became bottle b'raif. But Tosfos got stuck. ואף על גב דדובו שיש לו מתירים אפילו באלף ליבות. זה לא בוט, הגנוס פיום. הדובו שיש לו מתירים, that means something, that the din, let's explain this for 1 minute, what's a dovo sheyesh lo matirim? Dovo sheyesh lo matirim means as follows. Let us say that I have an egg that was noilut b'shabbos. It's muktzeh, noilut. Fine. And this egg got mixed up with all the Friday eggs. I had eggs that were noilut Friday. I have 1,000 eggs. That were hatched Friday. And my mazel that the one egg that was hatched Shabbos got mixed up with these 1,000 eggs. So the din is, you're not allowed to eat anything. Shabbos, you have not allowed to eat anything because it's a dover shesh lematir. There's no din bitl boy. What does that mean? It means as follows. It means that you're coming to the Rav, one egg, 1,000 eggs, let it become bottle. So the Rav says, listen, this heter of bittle is, no, it's a heter, the Issa becomes mutter, but you should know, it's Issa that becomes mutter. It's not pshat, it's Issa that becomes mutter. That's what it is. You deserve to be a better yid. You shouldn't eat issa that becomes mutter. You should eat heter, real heter, glat kosher. How'd I do that? Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow the egg will be glat kosher. So why today should you eat an egg which is issa that becomes mutter? That's what it is. Bittul b'roiv is not hocus pocus. There's an osa dike eke that you're allowed to eat. But that's what it is. Well, it's not lot kosher. It's an osa dike get that became mutter to eat after dinner bittul. No. You wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow it's heta goma, then you'll have all the eggs. That's the din. So memela, so that's the din dovo sheyesh lematir nafilu be'elof lebotel. Chazal took away the din bittel, abidik away till tomorrow. Now we have over here a grape that 9/10 of the grape was nischalo. 9/10 of the grape was nischalo in the morning. We hold breir, we hold 9/10 of the grape was nischalo in the morning. He was mchal in the morning. Now, when the ganef took it, so they grew a new tenth of the grape grew after the ganef took it. So let's say it's bottle. The kerem, the revai became bottle to the 9/10 achulin became bottle to the chulin. So you know you don't have to rely on that, but that's issa. That's issa becomes mutter. If you eat it like that, it comes an issa becomes mutter. This could be taken care of without any issa whatsoever. Be mechalel the 1/10. You can make chiluk. That means this issa can be eaten without being seimach and bittul b'roiv. And Chazal said, if there's any way that you could be matter the Issa, make it ice Issa, then you don't say mechalev. We don't mind Yidden should be the I'm eating Issa that is a heter a bittul. No. You could be matter it, and if you'll be matter it, so maybe they took away the din of bittul. There's no din of bittul. Fine. So Mamel Sataisa said, I just said a teretz. No problem is a din of bittul. But Taisa said, but the dove shesh lemetim fell of lepotl. So Taisus, you're right. You're 100% right. Mita Rabbonon, above the Shesh Matir doesn't become bottle. That's what din the Rabbonon. But Mina Torah becomes bottle. So that's what we accomplished. We accomplished that Lemaisa, we were Machalo in the morning 9/10 of the grape. Because then, in the morning, there was only 9/10 of the grape in existence. That's what we were machalo.
the one tenth that grew in these next 5 hours is minateira became bottle. So minateira, it's a mutadiki grape. Now midarabonon,
it didn't become bottle.
No.
But we really accomplished something. You accomplished something.
Now there's a kasha.
There's a kasha that they did, the Barav Ranchenberg brings down, but let's bring this down from this, as an often the din in Shulchan Aruch, that if they're in Simen Shin Chof, there's a Magen Avraham, Ner Chaim, the Magen Avraham Sivkot Nehei says as follows. We just mentioned the kasha. The din is if a person has grapes in wine. There's wine, and then there's grapes floating in the wine. And it seems by floating in the wine that somehow has an effect on the grapes, and the grapes split, and the juice starts floating out. The juice floats out into the grapes. Fine. Now, this juice that flows out from the grapes is noilet. I put in grapes Erev Shabbos, and in Shabbos, I see the grapes splitting and the juice is gushing out. And so it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. You can partake from this wine, grape juice, whatever it is. No problem whatsoever. Frech the Mogen Avraham, it's a lover shesh like matirin. I mean, this is Neilad over here. The juice that came out was Neilad. And you're being bevatelit, beloit, it's a dovishesh until fell out of loy bottle. So the Magen Avraham says, but this is a shvache issa. Why? Because when the issa came on this world, it was ene nikkel. That means it was, as soon as it came, it was right away in a taruvis. That means, you know, that means if I would have, if I would have this grape would be over the wine. And I see it's dripping into the wine. So then we see that this juice, which was Nasa, became bottle. Then we say, Dover Shesh Lamatirim like bottle. But if when the juice comes out, it's not Nikkel, which is the new juice and the old juice, and it, right away it gets Nisarev in the wine, so something that's never nikkel and becomes nesarev right away, there's no problem of dover shiyesh lematirim. So therefore, they asked this kasha on Taisvis. Taisvis had a problem. It's a dover shiyesh lematirim filibalov leibotl. Taisvis said, no, we try the best. So they asked the kasha, since this, the that which grew never was nikkel, you can't tell what grew and what didn't grow. It's so it should be bottled, and there shouldn't even be a problem of dover shiyesh lematirim. So the Gemara said, next Taisvis, Eima kol amislaket. Mashme, so here Taisvis says, the chal pidyin the mechubel akaki. Here Taisvis says, we see, kol amislaket means he was a machalo. Now, the that would tell pick later, I'm a chalo. Now, the whole blade, fine. But the chilul is before it gets picked. So the chilul is b'mechuba. Mashma d'chal pidyin b'mechuba l'kalker, shrei koidom l'kite, hoyam is chalo, shrei acher shenilkat shebol shus acherim, ain lebailo koyach behen lechalo. Fakert, because that's the whole teretz of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the tznuyim hold you can't be machalo something that's ain't a b'shusay. So the whole chilul took place when it was still b'shusay. That it was when it was b'mechuba. So you see, klo, that chilul is chal amechuba. V'teime, the betesefte mashme dain chilul b'mechuba. Tesefte, it seems, is no chilul b'mechuba. the Sanya Besoif Meiser Sheni, Kerem Revai, Besham Eimim Poiden Oisai Anovim Eloyai, can only be poided when it's wine. You can't be poided the Kerem Revai when it's grapes.
No, you can be poided when it's grapes. But everyone agrees that you can't be poided in the chubal lekark. In fact, the face results are nothing at the sefte, and you can't be poided in the chubal. And our whole gemara assumes for the other portion, you could be paid in mechuba. The nearer the time, the, and the Chatesis, let's explain what's pshand at the Sefta. The time of the Afin and Kodesh, Kodesh mi Maisa, we learn out, Gzereshava for Maisa Shein. The Yeshloim at the Hosam le have a time, Elam Yishum, the mechuba, Ein Dom of Yeduim. So Taisva says that there the reason is because Mechuba, not because it's a psul in Mechuba, because by Mechuba you can't really evaluate properly the value of the grapes. Lachain and Poitim Afilop Yishloi Shevain and Amitayim and the Beishamai, that means in order to evaluate the true value, you have to see when it's wine and what it's worth. That's because that's what it's aiming to become. So, Memele, this is not the way Taisus learned in the Hava Mine, that it's a psul of chilu b'mechuba dum yedemaisa sheini kaidish kaidish. No, it's a psul of Chazal Asad. And you shouldn't be paid them a mechuba because you might not have a true evaluation. So l'chayr over here, we're talking a chveis about tznuyim. They're very, by them money did not, the money didn't mean too much by them. I mean, so Salomon Machalol, they'll give it a bigger value and so they'll eat the soul in Yerushalayim. We're talking about tznuyim that an avera was much more chamer to them than Kol Hain Ba'alme. So Memele, so Mestame here, there's no problem. The Mestame the Tznuyim gave the biggest evaluation. They were Mechalo with this. Kol Shelokto Aniyim Hayoyim Yehei Hefke. The mother says, Abdeise said, that So now Taisus explains what was this whole Asik.
Lepoitro min amaisa. Tepata min amaisa. Kishemalaktim yeser midinam.
There was a fate if they malaked more than they're entitled to take.
Going gimel shabayla, oichlem belay ma'isa, and they're eating it without afreshes ma'isa. Bishaleket shikra peyu pturim in ma'isa. So the aniyim are not mafresh ma'isa because it's leket. But we're afraid that this oni doesn't know hilchus leket, so he takes three shabolim for leket.
And three shabolim already, the three shabolim that fell is not leket and gans.
So all these shabolim are tevel. Kach, oimer baral bayis, ko shalokto, yehefke, de sheyifta akul mimaisa, de hefke pota mimaisa. B'tzarech loyma. So now Tosfos says, we have to say the Balabayis ainim misyayish. Now, this, you have aniyim over here, you have a Balabas in the field, you have aniyim coming along, and they're picking. Now Tosfos says, a shayla is the Balabas miyayish. That means, he's, let's say, there in the field, you see miyayish, but he's going to go over, he's going to look over each other, oh, it was Tisha Bolam. Give it back, this is not like it. Oh, he's making Isaac with Aniyim and thus, he's Miyayish. So Tosfos says, the Tzorech Loima, the Balabais, ain't a Miyayish. Im Hoya Miyayish, if I'll say he was Miyayish, that means he sees that there's 200 Aniyim in this field, he's going to start going over each only that he took through his Rishibolim and it's not like it. But if you say he is miyayish, v'choshev yish midas k'may tamri deziki, and this is called yish midas because he knows with 200 aniyim you're not gonna, and they're not, they didn't learn zroim with chazainish, so lemaisa there's going to be a lot of leket that's taken shaloikedim in kain lemandi yomer yish kedikoni. Tikshalei ma moyel hefke lo poitre min amaisa, vaitaisis amoyer dike kashem. If I'll say he was miyayish for that was taken. Volei kvar sochu bemaniyim beteres gezo de yiyush. So Tosfos is asking Akashi, he doesn't understand what Rabdois accomplished. What did Rav Dois accomplish? Rav Dois said, Litoisi Ere, he was mafker all the shibolim that Aniyim took shalaikedin, and Rav Dois holds, like the Tznuyim, you could be mafker adobo shayne b'shusoy, fine. Factor Tosfos, but let's talk about another shaila. Was he miyayish from the shibolim, yes or no? So Tosfos says, if he was miyayish, then we have a terrible, terrible problem. If he was miyayish, and if I hold yish koni, so memele, so before the night, he was miyayish, he sees so many anim, he's make a nesik and go over to the, forget about it. She's Miyayish. So whatever, and if you hold Yish Kedikoni, so whatever the Aniyim took belongs to them. So there's already. Partly. It belongs to the Aniyim. Now, at night, he's afraid of its tevil. So he's Mafkir. Whatever they took should be Hefkir. So someone should tap him on his shoulder. I got news for you, Rabbi. You can't be mafkir, it's not yours. Were you miyayish before? Yes, I was miyayish. So who does the leket belong to now? Belongs to the aniyim. So now it's finished. It's bitter. So it's there, it belongs to them. They were koina with yiyush. They got over it. But they were kinder with Yish, because you were Miyayish, and they were kinder, so now you want to be matzel them from this hotel, you'll be mafkir. But you're mafkir there, Shibom. You can't be mafkir there, Shibom. It's finished. It's theirs. There was Eich and it's how can you be mafkir? So Ktoisvis, Tafman, Zogin, so we have to say that he's not Miyayish, even though there's 200 Aniyim. He's not in the spoil if he wants to. He's thinking about it very strongly. He should go over to that Oni. Maybe he does go over to the Oni and he taps him on the shoulder and says, put it back, I'm sorry. Maybe he's not Miyayish. Because if you say he's Miyayish, so then the whole Hefker will not help because it belongs to the Aniyim.